we interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
What's the snorting thing at the end? What was that? That's the sound effect that they use. It's a badger.
It's a dog, is it?
Yeah, it was hired to make halo sounds.
No, it was a pig. It was a pig that they used to make the halo sounds. A pug.
It was a pug dog.
Yeah. A truffle pug.
That's it.
As the New Zealanders call it. Hey, okay, it's full again. Now, let's start at the top with Greta Thunberg, who we love. She's 17 years old. She's addressing them at Davos. What were you doing when you were 17 years old?
I was drinking blackberry nip in a park and slacking off at school, doing school plays.
I was shoplifting from Brash's and Cronin, basically. But here she is out there on the world stage giving it to us.
She's at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland.
Davos,
I mean, that
it's
is
the
amazing.
Big one. She's
amazing.
Addressing the crowd, and once again, she's on the front foot, this girl. Have a listen to Greta. Give it to those in attendance.
1 year ago, I came to Davos and told you that our house is on fire. I said I wanted you to panic. I've been warned that telling people to panic about the climate crisis is a very dangerous thing to do. But don't worry, it's fine. Trust me, I've done this before, and I can assure you it doesn't lead to anything. We are not telling you to keep talking about reaching net zero emissions or carbon neutrality by cheating and fiddling around with numbers. Let's be clear, we don't need a low carbon economy. We don't need to lower emissions. Our emissions have to stop if we are to have a chance to stay below the 1.5 degree target. We must forget about net.
You get the idea. She's addressing the forum and once again delivering it and nowhere to hide. She gives it to you, delivers the bad
she's
news.
She's an incredible human being, though.
She's an incredible human being.
17 years of age. I'm impressed.
What a girl. And you know what? We've got her on the line now.
What?
She's agreed to talk to us live from Switzerland, Sweden. Greta, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Michael. But I must make something very clear. I'm in Switzerland. I'm not in Sweden. I am Swedish.
All right, all right. Jeez.
But again, you disappoint me, as all the old people do. Continually, you're so selfish. You have made this environment so bad, thinking about yourself, and you're fiddling about. Too much fiddling about.
Most of the fiddling about goes on downstairs in my pants. But can I say this, Greta? Are you... I am
17, Michael. You can't pitch me like that.
17. What do you do for fun, could I ask? When you're relaxing, when you're not addressing them at Davos, what
I
do you
like
do?
To, I'm glad you ask. I like to knit.
what do you knit? Like an aircraft or something?
I knit woolen tea cozies. It's also, we're very crafty in Sweden.
Right. We're very
and
crafty.
We like to have... swims in the very cold ocean.
What's the Swedish national anthem?
Well, it goes a little like this. Mamma mia, here we go again.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to say? We've got a big audience here at Kennedy Malloy. It's massive.
Yes.
And Australia. Is there anything you'd like to say to everyone?
Take it very seriously, as my friend Sir David Attenborough says, as well as me, how dare you?
Hey, just before you go, what do you think of Pearl Jam's new song?
I quite like it.
All right, Greta, thank you for joining us. And
that's
that
a scoop.
Wow, who knew that she would ring in?
Unbelievable. On our Apocalypse Swap segment as well. That's unbelievable.
On our Apocalypse, it's an exclusive, and that'll be making world news anytime soon. Many other stories. Hi, Jane. Welcome back. Hey,
where have you been?
Hey, listen, you won't believe it, but we're in the middle of Apocalypse Watch.
Oh, you're joking. Just when I went to the bathroom,
yeah,
I missed
Greta.
Greta
Thunberg on.
Yeah, Greta rang you.
Yeah,
she was great.
What a coincidence.
Hey, can we go to my next favourite story, Jane, which is Amazon boss Jeff Bezos has had his phone hacked by the Saudi crown prince.
Hang on.
Can you believe it? Here's the story as covered by CNBC.
Okay.
Jeff Bezos, security consultant, over the weekend accusing Saudi Arabia of hacking Bezos' cell phone and private data in retaliation for his ownership of the Washington Post. Now, Gavin DeBecker, he's Bezos' security chief for 22 years, wrote, "Our investigations and several experts concluded with high confidence that the Saudis had access to Bezos' phone and gained private information." Now, he said the Saudis have been intent on harming Bezos because of the Post coverage of the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Wow. Now, I'm just going to put it to you straight on.
Yeah.
If you're going to get hacked by the Saudi prince, it's better it's your phone and not your actual neck. Because he,
okay,
that's what he did.
Yes, well, we know what happened to the journalist.
We know what happened.
He left in suitcases. He left multiple.
He left in suitcases. But can I just say this? I mean, I've said it before. Mm. If you can't have a harmless mucker around down at the Saudi embassy, it's just boys will be boys.
Wow.
You know what happens? The journalist turns up, thinks you're in their hand. Next thing you know, you're hacking a guy to death. We've all done it.
Hey, well, that's Bezos again.
But
so
why
anyway,
would you hack Bezos? Be careful if you're hacking his phone. You could get a dick pic.
Correct. That's exactly what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's still my favourite story. The richest man in the world gets done sending a dick pic. I thought it was just idiots. Nah, all men are idiots, as they say in the classic. I think we're away.
Yes.
That was very good. And thank you, Greta
Thunberg. Oh, look, I'm sorry, mister. I'll have to be here next time
she
calls in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think she likes the baby boomers.
Really? No. Didn't get that feeling?
All right.
Well, she doesn't even know she's getting it yet.
How old's your daughter? Would she be the same
18.
Age as Greta Thunberg?
She's older than Greta.
So your daughter's having a bath caddy. Now what we're doing over here is we're speaking to Greta Thunberg, who's basically cracked it. She has cracked it. So have you heard about this? No. You need to discuss this with me first.
Okay.
She's
trademarked her name.
This is what she said on Instagram. Imposters, trademarks, commercial interests, royalties and foundation. First, unfortunately, there are still people who are trying to impersonate.
Oh, my God, that's outrageous. Who would do that?
Who falsely claim that they represent me in order to communicate with high-profile people, politicians, media, artists. So please be aware that this is happening and be extremely suspicious if you're contacted by me or someone saying they represent me. Who would do that?
I don't know.
I can't believe that. Yeah. That people, Dave.
I know. It's just...
Would sing to that...
And she's such a young girl as well, and she represents a lot for a lot of young people, and I think the fact that you're trying to impersonate a young girl...
That's such a good thing she's doing.
Yeah, it's a bit sick, I reckon.
I mean, she's had to trademark it because people are trying to cash in.
Who would really
and market
that?
Stuff...
That's just...
In her
That's
name.
Horrific. That's just not good.
I personally can't stand it. And that's why we've got her on the line now.
Oh, wow.
Greta, impersonations of you... Cheap, tawdry impersonations of you. Tell me, it must upset you.
Hello, Michael. It is something that is upsetting to me because my real name is Greta Tintin Eleanor Ernman Thunberg, and that is the truth.
Is that it? What's the Tintin come from?
Yeah.
Well, you see, my father was a great fan of the books.
The Hergé books.
Was Tintin a Norse god or something?
Yes, well, Tintin is a character from the Vikings TV show.
Is that your favourite show?
My father's favourite show.
Would you, Greta, have a bath with the bath caddy and watch the Vikings as a way of settling down?
Well, I have to tell you that because of this huge problem that I'm facing in the world of people who are impersonating me.
Terrible.
I've had to put out my own merchandise.
Oh, okay. Oh, you've got your own range of stuff. Oh.
Yes, I have my own merch.
Really?
You've got merch? Well, you know the
lingo. It's available at all protests around the world.
Yes. Well, what's your merch? Give us the example.
I have the Thunberg tote.
Totes, like a tote bag.
Like a bag, yeah.
Yes, the Thunberg stubby holder.
Oh, I like that. Yes. I'd drink out of that.
The Thunberg burger.
Thunberg burger. What's in that? Is that a meat burger?
It's plant-based. How dare you? It's plant-based.
Put me down for a Thunberg burger.
It's tasty. also, the Thunberg Thermomix.
The Thunberg Thermomix.
Yes. As you said before, I have the Thunberg bathtub caddy and Thunberg bath bombs.
Bath bomb.
It's right. Very fizzy.
In recycled water? In recycled water?
The scent is... No, the scent... We have recycled water. but the scent in the bath bomb is of seaweed.
That's not real sort of flowery fragrance. Oh,
right. It tastes of the ocean. Okay. It's from the Nordic ocean.
Don't get so angry. You get really upset at the drop of a hat.
Yeah. Because people are trying to impersonate me. How dare they?
Calm the farm.
How dare they?
Hey, funny you say that. We're going to, in honour of you,
yes,
Greta, we're about to launch in to our segment, How Dare You? And would you like to start by saying, how dare you impersonate me?
All right, Michael. All right. Yeah. All for your, all you impersonators, how dare you?
Here we
go.
How
dare you?
133353.
Well, she'll be back. Thank you very much, Greta. It's always great that she phones
it's
in
amazing,
from wherever she is
it's
in the world.
A drop of a hat.
The Greta Thunberg burger.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's one I like.
Come on, Kirby.
133353. Give us a call.
The Spanish flu.
Go and have some ham on.
I am the Spanish flu. It's like the cat from Shrek.
It's like I'm hearing a really bad guy who's just one. I'm a
Shut
celebrity.
Up. And mad cat. And mad cow.
Don't you call me that.
I tell you what, that's what you get on Sam Neill's farm.
Mad cows. Can I just say too? They're running. All chemists are also run out of face masks.
Oh.
And an English doctor posted something I saw the other day on face masks that he was giving out to his patients. He looked at where they were made. Made in Wuhan, China. Not so good.
And what about all the hand sanitizers? So you just, yeah. Do you know that's bad? My kids wouldn't even know what a hand sanitizer is.
So
my kids eat dirt.
Well, they should. And then
their immune system is.
You can overdo the hand sanitization thing.
We use it after we're in at the shops, though.
Because you know I'm a helicopter parent.
All right. Yeah. Sure.
Hey, anyway, look, that's enough of the bad news. Do we need some good news? And Jim, can I give it to you? Congratulations to our friend Greta Thunberg, who's been nominated for the Nobel Prize again. Back-to-back nominations.
Are you allowed to be back-to-back nominations?
She didn't win it last year.
No, she didn't win it last year.
She let herself down. She let her country down.
Well, there are a lot of right-winged commentators on Sky News who were very happy about that.
A lot of men who middle-aged men who feel threatened by a young girl with some, who cares a lot about the future of the world. Yeah. This is the type of girl we're talking about. This is Tilly.
Your inaction is fueling the flames by the hour. And we are telling you to act as if you loved your children above all else.
See, when I was her age, Mick, I was busy playing on my CB radio.
Yeah, on your
I
radio.
Had no idea what I was doing.
I was shoplifting from brushes and chroming. And that's
she's
making us all look bad. I love her. I hope she gets it. I think she should win.
She deserves
I wonder
it.
What it means to her. Why don't we ask her? She's on the line now. Ah. It's Greta Thunberg. Hello, Greta. Thanks for ringing in again.
Hello, Michael. And hello, David.
I don't. Do you want to win would you like to win the Nobel Prize?
Oh, look, I'm happy to be nominated. There's probably very many other more worthy people than me. I'm a young girl, just concerned about the environment that people like you and men like
don't
you.
Don't turn. You always get angry at me, and I don't like it. I like you to just behave yourself a little bit. Now,
I apologize.
If you don't win the Nobel Prize, what would you like to win?
Well, I wouldn't be adverse to a gold logie.
It's not a logie. What a silver. Would you settle for a silver?
I wouldn't settle for silver.
All right,
I'm in fact, probably Tom Gleason. I might get some tips from him. And I'm sure I can rig it so that I can win the gold logie.
All right, settle down. Well, if I couldn't get the logie, what else appeals to you?
Maxim Hottest 100. I'm pretty keen on.
Well, you've only got to beat 89 to beat Jane, who I think snuck in. Like there was some kind of sympathy.
Well, she's the type of person, of all the people that I admire in the world, it's Sir David Attenborough and then Jane Kennedy.
Wow.
Jeez. Well, all right. Honor. Well, they've blown my mind.
She's a very, very smart woman.
Yes. Down. Jeez. Okay, so
I'd like to win a BAFTA.
A BAFTA?
Really?
What are you going to do? You've got to act. You've got to be an actor for a BAFTA or something.
Well, I could be a documentary made on my life.
Mm. All right.
And I would accept it.
What about the jungle? Would you go into the jungle? Would you like to win the
to
jungle?
To be the celebrity, get me out of here, queen of the jungle? Could be suitable.
It's not queen of the jungle. It's not called queen of the jungle. It's called I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Well, I find that ridiculous that you're correcting me on a show, reality show, when you don't even watch them, I've heard.
Listen. Would you eat cow anus? Because that's what they do on those shows.
Well, I am, that is almost, you can't say that to me. I'm under the age of 18.
Well, what about a meat raffle? Would you like to win a meat raffle?
Sure. Chook raffle, meat raffle.
Aren't you a vegetarian?
Actually, I am. How dare you?
Thanks for joining us, Greta.
Goodbye.
Wow, she trapped herself there.